Plan by Lyle May, Opus number 0580028. At the Maine Youth Center in 1995, a plan was punishment for minor transgressions such as cursing, yelling, arguing, talking during a silent period, and so on. A single-spaced, one-page essay. The plan was acknowledgement of what you did, why you did it, and how you would make sure it didn't happen again. To make the punishment even more dismal, it was administered during the few hours we could watch TV, usually Baywatch, Married with Children, and MTV. Most of us 14 to 17-year-olds hated school for one reason or another. The plan served as an ugly reminder of that antipathy. It was a boring task made worse with the fear of what happens to those who can't complete the essay and those bold enough to refuse. Failing to write a plan for any reason got you sent to an ICP cold cell without clothes or light and a hole in the floor for a toilet. After being put into this cell with the air conditioner on high, there's nothing to do but wait for 6 hours. If at the end of this time you still refuse to write the plan, staff gave you a pair of skivvies, a blanket, and a thin mat, and put you in solitary confinement for 72 hours. Continued rebellion increased the time to 14 days, with reduced meals, then 30 days. If at that point, after a month with nothing to do but count cracks in the floor, and you still wouldn't give in, they moved you to a security threat unit, a much more brutal form of solitary confinement. Most kids were ready to write the plan after a trip to ICP, especially the younger ones. It's not like you were allowed to sit in silence during this time. Staff typically attended to your miseducation with noise, threats, and physical assaults. A few kids went to the ICP cells for 3 days. Nobody wanted to endure stew. Wherever you ended up, the staff meant to break your will, and when that was done, the plan was waiting. The easiest way to write a plan and escape the pressure of the whole involved using a lot of description, elaborate and verbose details that had little to do with the event under question, or misspelled, half-remembered words glimpsed in a National Geographic magazine, whatever it took to reach the bottom of the page and sound vaguely coherent. With most of the space used to describe the incident, less was needed to explain the why of the infraction or the how it wouldn't happen again. It was quicker this way, and required minimal thought about personal accountability. In my 4 stays at the Maine Youth Center, I only wrote a few plans. The last I remember was for talking during the silent period. "Mr. May," said Mr. Lemery, "you're talking when you should be silent. Grab a pencil and a piece of paper, sit in a corner and write a plan about your runaway mouth and arrogance." It helps to have an imagination when writing a plan, and actually like writing. Some kids broke down in tears at the thought. I didn't mind writing. By the time I reached the bottom of the page, I had composed an extravagant story about Al Bundy being secretly married to Pamela Anderson's body double, who also happened to be either Miss September 1994 or Miss October. I couldn't remember which, and this is why I asked Jeremy. He didn't know either, but had the sense enough to shrug. To prevent such a misguided and grievous error of my judgment in the future, I would most certainly endeavor to keep my arrogance in check and avoid the displeasure of staff by keeping my mouth shut. I have often wondered what the staff thought of our plans. We never received grades or feedback unless it was a demand to write another plan. I thought I saw a staff member smile once, but she saw me looking and quickly stopped. In the end, it didn't matter. The plan was merely a second chance to submit to the will of the authorities and a last chance to avoid the misery of the whole.